53% of managerial decision makers are men. 67% of climate negotiators are men. And 87% of the people at the peace table are men. Even though we know that when peace settlements include women, the negotiations and outcomes are more durable. Globally, almost 1 in 5 women has experienced violence in the past 12 months at the hands of a man they know. Women and girls do 3 times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men. The global gender pay gap is stuck at 16%. Every year, 12 million girls are married before 18. All of this has to change. It's time to stop trying to change women and start changing the systems that prevent them from achieving their potential. And this is the battle that women in this century will not lose. They are too strong, and their voices will not be silenced.
I was named after a girl, an Afghani folk hero who was killed in a battle. Just after I was born, my father got our family tree. It went back 300 years, but not a single girl or woman's name appeared on it. He decided to make me the first. He wrote Malala. That's me.
When her father's school was closed down by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai began to campaign for the rights of young girls across Pakistan to go to school.
I have rights. I have the right of education. I have the right to play. I have the right to sing. I have the right to talk. I have the right to go to market. I have the right to speak up.
They shot her in the head. She is still in critical condition.
She was airlifted to a military hospital in Peshawar, where she had served.
As surgeons battled to save her life, vigils took place throughout the world.
In this first photo released today, Malala's eyes are open and she appears alert.
Then we have some really good news to report tonight. Malala Yousafzai walked out of a London hospital today.
Today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. They thought that the bullet would silence us, but they failed. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. Today is the day of every girl who have raised their voice for their rights.
In 2014, at the age of 17, Malala Yousafzai became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, she continues to campaign for universal education for girls, but she doesn't want to do it alone.
My message right now is to young people. We are living in a world where things are not the way we want. We are getting a system, we are getting a world which is unequal, which is sexist, which is racist. We have systems that are discriminating against people. Our climate, our environment is at risk. And there's so much that needs to be done. But I hope that young people, they stand up, they raise their voices, they start their activism right now. Let your age not stop you. Oftentimes we're told that, you know, you have to be 40 and 50 to change the world. I do not believe in that. I think you can be a change maker right now. If you are 11, if you are 16, if you are, you know, 30, 40, change is possible anytime. And I want you to believe in yourself and make this world a fairer, more equal, and a better place for each and everyone.
Tandy Newton.
And once again, there are positive solutions that can turn things around fast. We need more women in positions of power at every level of government. The time has come for quotas that make sure women are equally represented in every country. It's time to make our laws equal so that every woman is entitled to a job and a national identification card and to own property. Women must be able to live free from violence and have the right to make decisions over their bodies and lives, especially in choosing if and when they marry. We must guarantee full access to sexual and reproductive health services and rights. We must provide the money to close the gap in girls' education. And there are important changes needed to achieve economic empowerment for women. From equal access to finance, to ending the gender pay gap, to equal access to the digital world, from mobile bank accounts to digital payment systems and digital education.
It just doesn't make sense. Women are half of the population, but society does not treat us as equals. This is a legacy that needs to change here and now, by changing our behaviors, but also by changing laws and common practices across the world. We must all make that happen, now.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
RRE Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno highlighted that regional heads must improve the Human Development Index to achieve excellent and resilient human resources. The minister made the statement during the regional heads orientation event in Jatinangor, Sumedang District, West Java on Wednesday. The Ministry for Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers has prepared mitigation efforts to protect Indonesian migrants in the Middle East amid escalating tensions in the region. Karding explained that his ministry continues to monitor around 2,000 Indonesian migrant workers in Qatar. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome, VOI listeners and viewers, on our turn on the net, RRI Net. It's very nice to have you here. I'm Yunika, your host for the next hour on RRI Net. Now I'm going to play you a song from Anessa featuring Randy Pandugo, Lost House. Enjoy.
And now cari-cari di mana, oh dirimu. Berhari-hari tak kunjung ku bertemu. Sinar mentari hanya tersipu malu. Bulan purnama membisu.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists.
Welcome to the afternoon VOI talk. Today we'll be talking about something that cannot be separated from our daily life: social media. Social media is now shaping our communication, our influence, and also building careers. From instant viral trends and also instant fame, social media is rapidly moving and rapidly exchanging really, really fast. And not to continue that, but now it's without the risk and also consequences. To explore more about what it really means to be viral on social media, we're joined by Dr. Lintang Ratri Rahmiaji, a lecturer at Communication Science of Diponegoro University. I'm Unika and this is VOI Talk. Hi, Bu Lintang, how are you?
Oh, hi, I'm great, thank you.
Yes, this is a really great...
It's nice to see you again.
Yes, of course.
Unika.
Yeah. Viewers and listeners, fun fact, Bu Lintang is actually my former lecturer, so this is an honor to have a conversation with Bu Lintang today, and I'm really happy.
So, actually, also, I'm so proud to see you here.
Oh, thank you, Bu Lintang.
I'm so proud of it.
Oh, thank you. I'm also proud to be your former student, Bu Lintang. And now we should jump into the question, shall we?
Okay. Sure.
The first question would be, Bu Lintang, how would you describe the current state of social media in Indonesia?
Wow, that's interesting because the data was fantastic. Well, actually, as you know, Indonesia had 280 citizens, right? And from there, there are 143 are active social media users. Active. There are term active in there. So it means we're not just consume the information, but also produce the information, because internet allow us to be prosumer right now, right? So it's a very big data from the 143 million people using social media in Indonesia. And that's making us the largest in South Asia. And the third country in Asia Pacific, of course, under China and India. So it's a very big data. And you know that maybe long time ago, television are the common media, common gadget in any household, right?
Yes.
But right now, the mobile phone, smartphone, I mean, it's not only in household, but maybe every single person has one or two or more smartphone. So there's a data, 87% internet using by mobile phone. Yeah. So if you talk about the newest trend media, so social media as a TikTok, yeah, there are over 100 million TikTok user in Indonesia, and they use like 45 hours a month average. So I think our current state of social media was fantastic.
Indeed, Indonesia has a large numbers of social media users, especially TikTok, ya Bu?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and now, how is the role of mainstream media? You mentioned before that, before social media, there are television. And what do you think? How is the role of mainstream media shifting with the rise of social media?
Okay, so maybe you remember the Marshall McLuhan laws of media. Maybe you forgot about that. So there is a laws of media that Marshall McLuhan said. Yeah, as so media has four laws. There are one of that laws is obsolescence. Yeah, so the new media is obsolete the traditional media. So when it comes, a new media is always give us a newest function, the sophisticated function than the traditional media. So back then maybe we know about the newspaper. Okay, then the radio, then the black and white television, then the flat television. So I think right now maybe you cannot imagine to watch the black and white television, right? So like television right now, maybe you change that with the streaming in your phone. So yes, new media are obsolete the traditional media, of course, because they enhance some function that not helped by the traditional media. So what it is? Yeah, of course, there are real-time access and speed. So you not wait for the tomorrow for the new information which you can get it from the newspaper, right? But the real-time access, update and trend can spread instantly. No wait for scheduled broadcasts or print cycles. Yeah. So what more? Of course, it's about the interaction. Yeah. So, you know, the traditional media is always one step slow, only one way. Okay. So you cannot interrupt it. Hey, I don't like your show. Hey, it's so confusing. Hey, you are wrong, and etc. etc. Yeah. But in the new media, you can highly interactive and so personalized. So when we saw the TV, you cannot change what you like, right? I only want to see the K-drama. Okay, you cannot do that. Or maybe I just want to see Nicholas Saputra only. You cannot see that personalized for yourself. But in social media or internet, you can do that. It's very personalized, right? Like maybe Unika and me and I myself is maybe different tastes of news and different taste of entertainment, of course, right? So yes, it's overtake the traditional media. What else? It's integrated. Okay, so in one maybe one platform, we can do everything. We can do entertain, we can do educate, we can also do the shopping.
That's shopping true.
Thing right now. Oh, yes. Come on to my keranjang kuning, ya.
Yes.
So maybe we have a lot of activities on one media. I think it's interesting for the new media. So yeah, of course, what we call in our Indonesia language, fitrahnya, the fundamental of the media is obsolete when there come the new media.
That's indeed a very insightful answer. Now today is the media is two ways we can interact, not even interact, we can shop on
yes.
there. So that's so true, Bu Lintang. The
yes.
following question is based on today's trends. Do you uh-huh. think users using social media responsibly?
Sadly, I have to say digital literacy is advancing. Of course, there are so many activities about the how to socialize the digital literacy from every single organization. Even from the Kominfo itself, there are the Makin Cakap Digital Program. So it's 3 years program. I think the digital literacy itself is advancing, but it still remains below ASEAN average. Why? I don't know. Maybe because, maybe you remember about the how Indonesian netizen protesting the Microsoft because result of their research is our netizen is a very rude.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
You remember about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then why? I think that makes sense because we talked only one star on the the river of in Swiss, which there are tragedy in there, which river from the children of our West Java governors, So netizen get they treat that river the same with the Gokar and Grab. They took one star. This is very
yeah.
dangerous river.
Leaving reviews.
Funny, you know.
Yes.
Maybe yeah. So when you ask about are user wise, I don't think so. So what else? Yeah, of course, the fake news, the hoax still exists right now. It's elevate when it comes when it comes from the political intention, like pemilu something, pilkada, yeah, it will be rising the fake news and hoax, and there are issue. I think this is important issue, especially for the strawberry generation.
Yes,
there are a strawberry generation, so they look so. Fresh, they look so bright, so healthy, but when they push a little bit, it's crumbled. That's strawberry generation. So it's only joke, yeah. The Gen Z and the Gen Alpha, including in this generation. So there are mental health issue because the FOMO thing, the bullying thing in social media, but maybe in our boomers, our baby boomers generation, they're still had struggling with the hate speech,
Oh yeah,
and hoax, of course. That they treat the social media as the media, the different from the media and the social media, right? The media, they have to be like they have to responsible for their information, but social media not. But the baby boomers treat the social media if it's a media. So they put trust in that information, same with the media, because what, this is on the internet, it must be true. No, it's different. But the baby boomers cannot access the digital literacy. That's the problem. So are you sort of wise in their social media usage today? I don't well, yes, but it's still struggling right now.
So we're still struggling from hate speech to verifying whether this is a credible news or not.
Yes.
Okay. How about the difference? We're talking about viral content, right? What's the difference between viral content and truly quality content?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a simple thing that we can classify, or maybe we can notice, that's just viral content, it's not quality content. It's about the substance, you know. Sometimes, but maybe not sometimes, oftenly, the viral content is always not prepared to be a good and quality content. It's just like, why is FYP? Why? We don't know why this is FYP, because it's just spontaneous, you know, because it's funny, maybe it's, you know, other miserable are our entertainment, you know.
Yeah,
something like that. Or maybe it's you know, funny, making angry, evoke strong emotion, either, oh, that's so sweet, that's so inspiring, motivating, something like that, it becomes a viral content. So the difference is maybe one single fundamental of the difference is the substance. So the quality content is well researched, reliable, and maybe when you ask from why you said it, because there are a data. So based on the data, based on the facts, they're not just a spontaneous thing, and it's very specific. Maybe they talk about health, they talk about lifestyle, they talk about politics, they talk about education. It's very specific, very well researched and reliable, and it's said by the expertise, you know, it's said by the experts. When maybe Unica can say educational content about the how to become an announcer, because you are an announcer and you study communication, but maybe you cannot explain, or you're not quite well informed if you talk about the nuclear, you know.
Yeah,
something
of course.
Like that.
Yeah.
So that quality content must be well researched, reliable, often educational. And then in the contrary, the viral content is evokes strong emotion. So it must be so sad, so miserable, so funny, so sweet, or maybe so making you very angry, something like that. And often lacks of accuracy, lacks of insight. It's just, I don't know, maybe you know, but it's asbun, or maybe in Indonesia words like asal bunyi, asal bunyi. It's just so spontaneous, in lacks of accuracy, and only the opinion. And maybe not from the expertise, yes. And of course, it's algorithm favor. You know, when everyone, I think maybe it's because our literacy level, not not digital literacy, but literacy level are also very low in Indonesia. So they treat social media or internet as if they watch the television. You know, the television is always for the entertainment,
yes.
But media, social media or internet, it can be enhanced every single potential of yourself. But if we only search for something entertained, it comes to you only entertain, not educate, not inform, or maybe not provoke you to do some social action or else. So that's the different, I think, from the social content and viral content and the quality content.
So quality content are well researched and reliable and also from expertise. And viral content evokes strong emotions. And I think it's also the reason why a lot of viral contents, they are sensational content. Like they're evoking strong emotion. This is a really great way for our viewers to differentiate whether it's a good quality content or just a viral content.
Okay.
Talking about viral, Bu, if someone becomes viral, what should they be aware of in terms of privacy and personal boundaries? Because being viral, instant fame, right? So what do you think about that?
Well, maybe we have to aware that viral status means more public attention, right? More people look at you, search your account. Maybe they put the comment, the response. So maybe you have to aware that viral status means more public attention. Well, that's both are good or bad. If you are the influencer, of course you want your content become viral, right? Because you have mission in there. But I think the point is when we become viral, please be aware of your security thing in social media, in digital. Be safe in digital. How? Of course, we have protective measure. In how do we use the social media? So please, are you regularly audit the account privacy setting? Are you change your passwords regularly? I think that's so yesterday if you use your birthday your birthday code, your boyfriend birthday code, your kids birthday code, or the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I think we have to be more cautious about that. Please change your password regularly. If you're not comfortable to everyone can participate, contribute on your account, maybe you can consider about the private setting on your social media. And maybe if you think that, well I think that's a wrong mindset when it says that, well, you're not ready becoming famous because you're not ready to criticize. I think that's a little bit wrong mindset, yeah? Because when we use the social media, it's like our home together. So maybe we have to be, each other have to behave nicely to others. So maybe they're not true if you are famous, so you ready to become criticized. So I think we have a full right to delete that comment, that account, or maybe just block them if they're not giving you positive vibes. If you're not comfortable to maybe take that root action, you can ask the platform. Maybe you can ask the platform to do the blocking thing or the ban thing or the, I don't know what the platform can do. If we just say that this person are so rude, this person are giving the hate speech, or maybe they give the fake news or something else.
Reporting them, yeah, Buya.
Yes. So please use platform tools to report abuse or unauthorized data use. If you find those things, just use the platform tools. But if content crosses legal lines, you know, if you feel that legal lines, you may need to pursue takedown requests or legal advice. And I think that's okay. We also have rights to do safe on the digital media. Of course, we have the regulation, right? Undang-undang ITE. So just be safe in the social media.
Be safe and be cautious when you're using social media. Virality may come quickly, but what stays is how we use our voice and presence online with intention and care. Thank you once again, Bu Lintang, for joining us today for your valuable insights. It's very nice to see you and meet you again. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Quality content are well-researched and also reliable, but don't forget you are the one who chooses the content that you're consuming. So stay inspired and stay cautious. I'm Unika, and this is Afternoon VOI Talk.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu cerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, temanimu yang terluka.
bahagia. Aku di sini, walau lagi coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri.
Oh, selesai. Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapannya gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di dera.
Aku kan di sini. Cool.